This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 26, 2014. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2014-04. I want to invite Mr. Barron to come forward.
Excuse me, what about finding four? She's asked about finding four. It was contained in the first motion.
Okay, so we're moving to the third item on the agenda today, Draft Advisory Opinion 2014-4, Enterprise Holdings Incorporated, represented by Mr. Barron. And I understand we do have a late submitted document on this one, Madam Vice Chair.
Yes, thank you. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of, I don't know what the agenda document number is.
Here you go.
14-30E. Agenda document number 14-30E, Draft Advisory Opinion AO 2014-04, Enterprise Holdings, Inc.
And I believe that's B, not E.
Oh.
But it was written on the
it's
line.
It's written on the line. I'm sorry, it is B.
14-30B, Madam Secretary. Thank you. First, I want to welcome Mr. Barron back. Thank you.
It's nice to be back.
Working hard to get you customer service. And I want to congratulate Vanderbilt on beating the University of Virginia last night in the College World Series.
Well, my condolences to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And I know that Mr. Calvert, who's sitting behind you, is a fan of the Tennessee Volunteers. I know he wants to also congratulate Vanderbilt on something, as painful as that may be. Esther Jory.
Thank you, Chairman Goodman, and good morning, Commissioners. In addition to agenda documents 14-30 and 14-30A, which were held over from the June 12th open session, you have before you new agenda document 14-30B, which is alternative draft C, in response to an advisory opinion request from Enterprise Holdings. The requester asks whether the Act and Commission regulations preempt New York state law insofar as state law purports to prohibit the use of payroll deductions for employees to make voluntary contributions to the SSF. The Commission received one comment on the request from the New York State Department of Labor, stating that the Department of Labor does not interpret state law to apply to the activity described in the request. Draft C does not reach the preemption question in reliance on the representation by the New York State Department of Labor that state law does not apply to the activity that is the subject of the request. We received one comment on the prior drafts, and if the Commission votes to approve any of the drafts, we ask for authority to make any necessary technical and conforming changes. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Jory. Are there any questions of Ms. Jory? Any questions of Mr. Barron? Mr. Barron, I just have one question. Does this draft get your client where they need to go?
My client would appreciate receiving this opinion, yes.
Any other questions or comments regarding this matter? Hearing none. Madam Vice Chair?
With respect to advisory opinion request 2014-4, Enterprise Holdings, Inc., I move that the Commission approve draft C, agenda document number 14-30B, and authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any necessary technical and conforming edits.
Any questions or comments regarding the pending motion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. The motion passes by a vote of 6-0.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate Thank you, Mr. Barron.
You brought you. The FEC together, Mr. Barron. Congratulations.
Anything more I can do about that?
Get back here.
Are there any other matters, Commissioner? Okay. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters which the commission must address today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.